Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday conference call, Coffee Tea with me. And let me welcome a multi-time guest and one of our all-time favorites, the lovely, sweet, generous, what else can I say? Kathy from Natural Genesis, Clean, Green, and Toxic Disease Pioneer Kit. I think that's not the name, but that's good enough. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mel and everyone. I'm a bit hoarse today, so I apologize for that. I'm kind of fighting or getting over a cold. I'm doing much better, but I'm so happy to be here, as always. I love these calls, and we all learn something from one another, and it's just going to be another one of those good days today.
All right, Kathy. Well, is there anything? I understand that there was a lot of trauma over the winter with snowstorms and phone lines and such. Have things calmed down in that respect?
Yeah, it was. It's kind of unusual. We had a big snowstorm in the middle of January, and it was beautiful. Many years ago, growing up, Tennessee got a lot of snowstorms. And over the years, that has kind of abated, but kind of headed north. But my goodness, we really got hit with that one. And lots in Tennessee, people don't know how to drive in it, and it's just different here. But schools closed, just lots of inactivity going on. But it melted off in about 8 days, so it was okay. Today is very frigid. It's like 25 degrees we woke up to, and it is very cold. So our weather's been like a yo-yo. We'll go up into the 50s, and then it drops down into the teens and the 20s, and that's one of the weekends we're having today. But anyway, it's all right. It's wintertime. It is February.
So I know that about this cold that you've been fighting, and we know that there's a lot of things going around, and we all come to realize that the toxicity of the planet is not lessening. If anything, it's increasing. So we have to be more protective of ourselves. But I'm glad that you're on the mend. Now, how about, I heard somewhere along the line that your manager or foreman of the factory had a slight situation. How's he doing?
He is doing great. He did.
Is his name Ralph?
Rod.
I was close. How about that, Kat? Not bad, huh?
Yeah, Rod. He is doing great. He is a go-getter, and he's one of those guys that does not like to sit home. He did have a heart attack. He had come downstairs and told his wife, Colleen, who also works for me, and he said, well, I think I need to go to the emergency room. And she said, do I need to call an ambulance? No, just take me. They got him in at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I beg your pardon, on a Thursday morning. And they took him back, and by 11 o'clock, he was back in recovery, and they put a stent in the right side of his heart through a vein in his right arm. They did it up into his wrist, and it was done, and he's been like a new person ever since. They have really, really... they don't do open heart surgeries quite like they used to, but if in a situation like his, they were able to open up that vein, that artery, and the rest of his heart was in really good shape. So
it's amazing, the technology in just the last couple of years.
Yes. It was amazing, and he took a few days off, but he is back in my warehouse and is doing great. He's already dropped probably about 15 or 20 pounds, and he is a really strong person, very strong.
Praise God.
Yes.
All right. Hallelujah. All right.
I think I picked up the cold at the hospital. I went to see him, and I think it.
I recommend nobody
there.
Go to the hospital unnecessary. People say, well, why? They say, because people die in hospitals. That's why.
Yeah,
all right. Say what?
They say it's the most dangerous place to be.
I agree.
Yeah.
So and on top of that, I got a severe ear infection. But I have an issue with my left ear anyway. But anyway, my otolaryngologist got me fixed up, and he put this is going to sound kind of dramatic, but put a slit in my eardrum to drain the fluid out, and it's working, and that's a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wowsie, it was.
Amazing.
Obviously your doctor keeps learning because that's relatively new technology as well.
Yes,
it is.
You know what they used to do in the old days, Kathy?
What?
They used to lay it on a block and chop it off.
Oh.
All right, Mel, stop fooling around. Kathy, what else is going on, dear?
We're holding forth, and business is good, as always. I appreciate all of our clean, green customers. And typically, wintertime is a tad slower, but as we approach into February, March, things pick up, especially at springtime. So we're happy about that. And so we've been in business now 23 years, and so thankful for everyone. So thankful.
Amazing, okay? I think our relationship is about 10 or 12 years old, but not about that. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, I'm going to go check the first email that we exchanged. How do you like that one? All right, let's see here. Where are you? I'm Kathy. With two E's. All right. You ready, Chad?
Yeah.
8/10/12. So in August, it'll be our 12th anniversary.
Yes, that sounds correct.
Oh, I got the email to prove it.
Yeah, we've been on a journey, and it's been a good one.
Well, Kathy, we've helped so many people together, okay? That's the joy in this. It's not the pay, and it's not the hours.
True.
I know, it's true. But when people benefit from what we do, that's our payment, and that's what it's all about. Anyway, I'll keep quiet for a while. I think it's your show. Someone put Tia was here, she'd take my mouth closed. Well, do you want to field questions or do you want to talk a little more, girl?
Well, I'm ready to field any questions and concerns and talk about what other people's journeys have been like. And I'm happy to participate in this conversation, as always. Always a good one. And people learn something each time we do one of these. And I'm grateful for it, very grateful.
All right, so let me get into the other browser here. And let's go ahead and start with Good Morning, Linda. Do you have a question or thought for Kathy?
No, I don't have any questions today. I'm just going to listen and learn.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Kathy, for joining us, though. Always appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure for me. It's everyone always has wonderful comments, and when they share their journeys on what they've been through, it's just a learning session that when we do these, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, I agree totally.
All right. Let me continue with Good morning again, Sunny.
Hi, Cassie. Thank you for being here. I do have a question.
Okay.
I talked to you back in, I think it was 2008.
Oh, my goodness. That's a while back.
Maybe it was up to 10 or something like that. And at that time, I was able to get a gallon. I still have the bottle of the enzymes. And it's still got some in it. I've been using it, you know, as little as possible because I don't want it to run out because I can't afford any more right now. But anyway, what I'm asking is when I called a couple of years ago or about a year ago, whoever I talked to said, is it going to be okay to use? And she said, yes, just if it smells bad, don't use it. And I don't think it smells bad. It doesn't smell wonderful. I don't think it smells as good as it did when I got it. So I'm wondering if it's okay to still use it.
Yes, you are a record breaker. The enzymes have a very, very long shelf life. As long as your bottle is kept capped,
uh-huh.
Also that kept at room temperature in a closet or under a cabinet. But in your situation, that is probably a record. Again, the enzymes have a very, very long shelf life. At some point, sometimes it can develop a kind of a foul odor, but that I'm not sure that's the case with yours. That's pretty amazing what you've just described to have this product that long. But if it still has sort of a clean medicinal smell, it's perfectly fine. You just dilute it into a spray bottle and use it. If it's kind of has a sour smell to it, then it's probably time for a little more. But if you're still using it successfully, by all means, continue. I want to stress again about this. The enzymes have a very, very long shelf life, and they typically don't lose their potency. It will maintain its strength over the years. So if you're still using that successfully, then just go right ahead. It's fine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Just one word of caution, Sunny.
Not right now.
Not right now? You don't want me to give you one word of caution?
I'm going through the products that I have from them in my mind here. So it'll take a while, but go ahead. Sorry.
No, never be sorry. You can tell me to be quiet anytime you want, okay? Uh-huh. Now, just don't drink it. Anything else?
Kathy, it doesn't smell that bad. It really doesn't. I don't remember exactly what it smelled like when I got it, but I'm sure it doesn't smell really bad. No.
It is not. There are no artificial fragrances added to this. This is the enzymes of protease, amylase, lipase, and cellulase. The big workhorse in this product is the protease enzyme, and that's the one you want to that does the job for what you're using it for. I can't stress enough the strength and stability of this product. It is wonderful.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome.
Boy, I'll tell you, Kathy, they just keep coming in here. Let me tell you. Whoa. All right, let's see now. That's you. That was... Anything else, Sonny?
No, not yet.
All right. If you think of anything, you'll get another round of applause. All right, Lori, come in, Lori. I know you have a question. I think you told me yesterday you had a question, and I told you to show up and ask.
I don't know if I had one yesterday. I think it might have been someone else. But first, I'd like to Kathy, thank you so very much for sending out that clean dream for me for that prize. I appreciate your help, and it was very sweet of you, and I felt really bad calling. I did. I just wanted to see if it was on its way, and if it wasn't, I was just going to reorder. So I apologize, and I thank you.
Well, you are very welcome. I'm so glad.
Yeah, also, every night I put the cream on my head, and I add the, I think cedar. I think I ordered the cedar. And how much of that is safe to put on your head, or will it go into your brain or anything? I do know.
Are you talking about clean green?
No, I'm talking about I always forget the name of those things. The cedar.
The essential oils?
Thank you, essential oils. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Well, that's a great question. Our essential oils are 100% pure essential oils. They really should be diluted with a carrier oil or even water for that matter. But a carrier oil is perfectly fine to use, and that can be applied topically to the skin and just left applied. And if you're using it on your hair or your scalp, it's perfectly fine. When I mention a carrier oil, an oil like sweet almond, coconut oil, olive oil, peanut oil, even just a really high-grade vegetable oil, you can put several drops into, for instance, 4 ounces of any kind of carrier oil. Again, that can be applied topically to the skin, also on your hair and scalp. It's fine. Any of these products, let me mention quickly, whether it's clean green or essential oil, please avoid eye contact. Do not get this in your eyes. But we get a lot of calls from people that talk about they feel like they've got something in their eyes that just doesn't go away. I always recommend coating eyebrows, eyelashes, eyelids with just a basic Vaseline. That will create a barrier. But above all, do not put oils or the clean green in the eyes. But other than that, you can apply anywhere on the body. We have people that I have many customers that will put a few drops of their favorite essential oil in their clean green dilution, and they kind of want a scent into the oil, and it's fine to do that, whether it's cedarwood, lemongrass, tea tree, lavender, it's perfectly okay to do that.
Thank you. I also have another question. The clean green, that's all safe for leather and stuff, right?
Safe for what? Repeat that.
Putting on leather.
The phone broke up just a tad. Repeat it one more time.
Putting on leather seats, leather.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Any water-safe surface in the home, clean green may be applied. So whether it's bedding, your mattress, box spring, furniture, yes, and it can just simply air dry. Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You know, Lori, I knew we were talking something about her, and yesterday you were telling me what you were just telling her. So now I know, even though I didn't know exactly what it was, I did know it had to do with Kathy.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm going to look at it as half right, as opposed to half wrong.
Right. Thank you,
Mom. Okay, good. Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you very much. All right. Catherine of the Desert? Yes, come in, Catherine.
Yes, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Catherine.
Thanks for being here. I don't have any questions right now, but I love your clean green.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, and next is a long time, you would know this person. Is that you, Cheryl?
Hi, Mel. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Cheryl. Hi.
It's wonderful to hear you. I came in late, and you were talking about, I think, maybe a new product. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to the first 15 minutes or so. But I want to thank you again for that wonderful Clean Green that I won in that contest. It has been such a blessing to me, Kathy. I mean, just wonderful. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate your wonderful products.
You are very welcome. And I'm sure everyone knows we do offer Clean Green in several sizes. 8 ounce, 16 ounce, 32 ounce, 1/2 gallon, 1 gallon, and also 5 gallon pails. So we've got a size that suits everybody's need, and it's quite economical once you break it down into the dilution to make the size bottle that you want. So it's wonderfully non-toxic, as we all know. And I get a lot of calls from people that use these pyrethrins, permethrin, and chemical toxic products, and it can have great side effects, but not that way with Clean Green. No side effects, and can be used freely every day.
Now, when you first mix Clean Green, should you use hot water, or is warm water fine?
That is a wonderful question. Any temperature is fine, cold, warm, or hot water. Nothing above 140 degrees, of course, but no one was going to be doing that. But in any temperature, but warm water seems to be the preference that most people use it with when they first start using it, and that's fine. And
okay.
It remains stable. Once you mix it, it remains stable, and you just use it as needed.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Cheryl. All right, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you, Norma?
Yes, it's me. Hi, Mel. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Norma.
I just want to say that I just ordered the Clean Green for the first time, and I'm looking forward to using it because my daughter has been using it quite a while, and she really has wonderful things to say about it.
Oh, great. I greatly appreciate that.
Kathy, this is the mother of Donut Girl, 1999.
She
was Miss Donut in Carolinas or something like that.
Oh, wow.
This is her mother.
Okay, great.
I don't know that we ever had mother and daughter here at the same time before. Oh, maybe once, that's right. But anyway, they really help each other. It's really interesting because when I talk to each one of them, I get input. And I ask questions about the other one. And they just do everything right, Kathy. There's no way these girls are not going to get better.
I agree. Where do you live, Norma? What state?
I live upstate New York. My daughter lives in New York because she just have a North Carolina phone number.
Okay. Well, you have had some snow recently, haven't you?
And we're getting it now.
Uh-oh, wow.
Snow's good for you. Our disease hates the cold. Norma, you couldn't be in a better place to get rid of this disease. Doesn't like the cold. I'm so excited I'm moving back up to 6,000 feet and snow and cold because it is going to stay healthy longer because of that. There's nothing special about sea level, I promise.
I live in the Hudson Valley. I don't know if that makes a difference. I'm surrounded by mountains and water.
Oh, no. Mountains is good. Wildlife is wonderful. In fact, where I'm moving, I was told there's more elk, moose, and deer than people.
Oh, that's great.
There's 33,000 people in the town. It's like a main street from 1950s.
Oh.
And they do street fairs in the summer and in the winter on the sidewalks of this one or two streets long. It's really something, but there are more wildlife there. I mean, I have pictures in this thread called Go West, Young Man, Go West, of 1,000 elk laying on top of the snow in a field across from one of my customers' houses.
Oh, what a picture that it would be.
Well, it's in the forum. I mean, it's there. I mean, I have a bunch of pictures in that thread of what it's like. And in the original post in the thread, there's a link that takes you to Loveland, and it gives you like 50 or so different pictures of what is there. They have elk season, moose season, deer season, and bear season because they have an overpopulation of bear. They got black bear and a brown bear. And, woof, four kinds of cats, mountain lion, bobcat, and I forget what the other one's called. There's a third kind. So, I mean, there's a lot of wildlife, plenty of hawks, plenty of bald eagles, things that I was used to and loved about where I lived in Reno. So I'm pretty excited. 10, 12 weeks to go, and I'll be on my way. It'll actually be probably my first vacation. I would have to say in 20 years. I think in the December of 2004, I was in Reno. I still had my business with my partner, and it was my turn to have Christmas holiday off. So I took a vacation, which turned out to be miserable. We won't go there, but anyway, I haven't taken one since, but not out of the fear that it would be horrible again. It's just that I haven't had the time, but I'm going to take the time because I'm going to drive to where I'm going. I'm going to take 4 days, and then it'll take me a couple of days just to get the computers and everything up and running again.
Do you, you already have a place lined up to move to?
Well, I've looked at 3 middle-income properties. But there's more of a demand than there is an availability.
Yeah.
And I decided that no matter what I do, let's not do this the wrong way again. You go and get into a long-term, one-month hotel, somebody's house for rent or something, while you look to make the best decision based on the space you need and the budget that would work best. Okay, now, if I ever got into a middle income, I would be really in heaven financially because I would need less money. But regardless of, I'm not taking anything I don't walk through and look at and sit in and feel about. Again, I'm not going to do it. It's too expensive to do it that way because you're not going to be happy if you really are not there to make the decision that's going to work best for you in your heart's mind. Amen.
There you go. Good.
So that's the story from here, and we're going back around again. Come in, Linda. Did anything come to mind?
No, not right now. Thank you, though.
You're welcome, though. Sonny, are you with us?
I am, yes.
How about we break tradition, Sonny, and you give us a little prayer for Kathy's health? Would you do that?
Yes. And anybody else that needs prayer on there? No, right now? Kathy, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for touching her right now and healing her completely of anything and everything that might be wrong. I thank you. She's such a good person, Dad. I thank you, God, for helping her in every area of her life. And I thank you that her body is completely mended in every area that it needs. God, I thank you that the blood of Jesus covers her at all times. Thank you for protecting her from every negative thing and helping her with every single thing in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, God, for it all. Amen.
Thank you very much for that beautiful prayer. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right. Lori, anything else?
The Clean Green Gold. It is just a wonderful product. I find I'm using it more and more and more. And I just thank you so much for that product, Kathy. It is just wonderful. And I wish that more people knew about it.
I do, too. I would like to mention one thing about the Clean Green. I am in the process of updating my website, and it's looking great. It's going to be much easier to navigate. I've had my original website for many, many years, and it's served its purpose, but it's just getting a wonderful facelift, and I'm really happy about that. So I think that's probably going to come to fruition next week, and we'll get that going, and I will be happy about that. We'll still continue with our weekly news letters and our weekly sales that we always offer, and it'll have kind of a similar look, but it's just going to be much more efficient to navigate, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, I think we'll all be interested to see the new look. All righty. Let's see now. Catherine of the Desert.
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Cheryl, anything else you want to add?
I just would say that the essential oils smell wonderful in a diffuser. I don't know if y'all spoke about that, but if you put a few drops in a diffuser, it makes your room smell wonderful, especially like gardenia. And also in soap, if you have a liquid soap, you don't have to pay a lot for soaps that smell really good. You can put a few drops of essential oil in soap, the liquid soap, and it smells just wonderful, fantastic. Also, I think Kathy had mentioned the essential oil in the Clean Green. It makes such a wonderful room spray. And I was wondering if Kathy could maybe talk a little bit about the soap.
The sulfur soap.
Yes. Is that like mainly for lesions, or is it a good overall body soap?
Okay, that is an excellent question. So our sulfur soap contains 10% sulfur. That is an old-time remedy that has been used for many, many years. Back in the day when people contracted scabies, eczema, psoriasis, any other kind of itchy skin condition, sulfur was that remedy that people used. And even to this day, it is scabies is a very annoying, very contagious condition that some people get, whether they contracted it via another person, and that is very common. Also, people that have had this and they've sat where another person had this, and scabies is transferable to bedding and furniture, but they don't live very long. If you get infested that way, it is within a 2 to 3 day time period. After that particular mite just dies off. But it does thrive on the human skin, so therefore sulfur has been one of those really great products. Can be used every day, and our soap does have a wonderful fragrance in addition to having the sulfur. But whether you have other skin conditions also, highly recommend using this daily, whether it's in a shower or a bath. That is one of our more popular items that we sell. People swear by it. I'll just put it that way. It's good.
Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl. Norma, is there anything that came to mind, a question you might have?
No, I don't have any questions at this time.
All right. So, is there anyone else who has a question that they'd like to ask now? Go ahead, Sonny.
Actually, this is for Kathy. Kathy, well, you're in Tennessee, right? I'm in Georgia now. I'm actually from Hawaii and then to California and then Georgia. And have you heard of or know anything about the buffalo fly, the buffalo gnat?
No, I have heard of it, but I don't know enough details about that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, please share what you know about that.
Well, I think a lot of people are getting bit by them and causing a lot of stuff in their bodies that they don't realize. I got toxic black mold really bad in Hawaii, and it took my immune system. And the lower the immune system is, these buffalo flies, when you they don't have them in Hawaii, but when you come to the mainland, if you're not near the ocean, if you're near any, especially if you're near any running water, like any kind of a river or stream, anything like that, that's where they propagate. And they are the most hideous things. They're as tiny as a little gnat. They're called the buffalo fly because they have a hump on their back. But they make a bite, and it's kind of like a very itchy mosquito bite. But they put in the body a worm, and the worm is so tiny, you know, I mean, we're talking microscopic almost. You can't really see the worm. They have the covering. I can't think of the name of the covering, you know, that everything the parasites get to stay safe in the body. Anyway, they multiply all over the body, and they're just hideous. They, I can't see them on my skin, but I can sure feel them. And every so often, you know, if I put something on, like when I put the clean green on once in a while, I think I talked to you on the phone or somebody at the office years ago, because every time I would put it on, another little thing would pop out, you know, and if I didn't know what it was, I'd just think it was nothing, but I know what they are, and they're just amazing. One bite will kill a wild turkey. They kill, they can kill children. They can kill elderly, anyone with a poor immune system. What else? There's so much about them that they're hideous. Oh, they get in nests and they kill all the babies. These tiny little gnats, they'll kill the babies. One bite will kill a baby bird and wipe out the nest. And if they bite a bird, period, it'll kill it. But that's how evil it is. And I found out more about it in Illinois, the University of Illinois. They have a big study on it, and also in Australia. I found out a lot about it in Australia because it hit the horses and the cows and everything. And they actually do that here on the mainland here. If you see when the horses are, you know, things away from their head, these little flies, they're buffalo flies. Because when they get, they know what it's like to get bit. and they just go cuckoo when they see these things and they around them, and then when they get bit, you know, there's trouble. So the people
is that common throughout the entire United States or just certain parts of the country?
It's actually throughout the United States, but it's it doesn't, like, we have them here. I haven't seen any because I'm pretty well covered, you know, with essential oils and you name it, but and supplements. But they're all over the place. But if you're on the near the ocean, very near the ocean air, they're never there. Like, first I lived in Santa Barbara, and they weren't there at all. When I moved to Solvang, there was a tremendous amount of them. And people, a lot of people with good immune systems would get bit. However, the immune system would kill them. And but if we didn't have a good immune system, we were in trouble. So they
when this buffalo gnat bites a person, you say it puts in a worm type into the skin?
Yes, a tiny, 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 tiny little worm.
Does it itch?
Yes, yes. People will itch like crazy. I can't remember being bitten. You know, it's not as if, I hate to say a negative, but it's not as if that I have gotten them all out of my body. It's just that I haven't been bitten by a new one recently because of the prevention I use.
Okay. I will do some more investigation on that. This is quite interesting, and not for anyone that comes in contact with that, not pleasant, it sounds like.
I think that the vast majority of people don't even know about them, and they get bit and they think it's a, you know, just a nothing kind of a bite, and then their health goes down. And they don't know why. They don't realize it. But it's pretty much all over the country.
But when the person gets bitten and they impregnate this worm into the skin, does that itchy place stay there all the time until it...
No, the itchy doesn't, but the thing propagates and it multiplies all over the body.
Oh, I see. Well,
another doomsday bug brought to you by the government. No. All right, let's stop the gloom and gloom here for a moment. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Just what we needed on this snowy, cloudy, cold, windy day. Yes. Someone, okay, Joe, well, oh, wait a minute. Okay, let's see. Somebody jumped in here. Ah, is that you? Terry? No. That's you, Dale, right?
Yes, that's me. That's me, Dale. Mel, it's me.
You have a question for Kathy, and thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you. I don't think so. I just wanted to join in and hear what y'all were talking about. Realized I'm a little late, but I definitely thank Kathy for all of her products, and definitely use Clean Green, and definitely been beneficial for me. But what was the name of the fly y'all were just talking about? Buffalo fly?
Yeah, buffalo fly.
Okay.
And so, describe again how large is this? It's like a gnat, did you say?
It is a tiny gnat, yeah, it's a small gnat. The size of a, you know, I mean, gnats are getting bigger nowadays, but no, it's the size of a gnat that used to be, you know, the regular gnats. You wouldn't even, and it's called a buffalo fly because it's got a hump on its back, but you wouldn't know it had a hump on its back unless you used a magnifying glass.
And
because
it's
Go ahead, Dale. I'm sorry. I was just recently telling Mel that, you know, that my son had begun to have some symptoms, and I was thinking back, well, what happened to me and my son? And we were both bitten by a horsefly back in May of 2019, and my symptoms started around May of 2020, so it took kind of like a year. Now, I also had mold exposure, and You know, I ate a lot of sugar and sweets, so I'm sure it could have been the perfect storm, but I'm kind of wondering now, because my son didn't have a horrible diet, so I'm wondering now, did that horsefly play a role in both of us, you know, getting sick and maybe putting something into our, under our skin or into our bodies that has kind of multiplied into Morgellons. So anyway, but we're
well, it might have taken
trying,
your immune
trying to
system
find a new doctor.
Hey, right. It might have taken your immune system out, which led to all the problems that come afterwards. But the best guy to answer that would probably be Robert Scott Bell in our call on March 2nd. He'll be here with Peter, and I'll bet you they got answers on that question.
Right. Okay.
Okay. In fact, didn't we discuss that a little bit with John?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought that was interesting that she was talking about these buffalo gnats. But yeah.
It
right.
does sound. Right. Mel, you kind of hit it on the head while ago. It sounded like just doomsday kind of thing. It's strange.
Yeah, yeah. Look. We'll probably be nuked to death before the bug gets you. Stay indoors.
Yeah.
Can I add something to that, Mel?
Lori?
Yeah, can I add something to that?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No more doom and gloom, please.
No, I wanted to say, okay, so I was bit by two wolf spiders within two years and then two-year space, and then I was bit by another spider. I didn't see that one. And then when I was moved and hit this place that I'm at now, and I've been on a protocol for quite a while, I got hit by another spider, and it was a pretty big black one, but it died because I had...
Right, that's what I was going to say about that new hump fly. I have so much WPS in my system that anyone tries to bite me, they're going to roll over dead.
Yeah, it did. It crawled under my feet there and just died.
No, honey, I understand. I have been bitten by things, and they find them laying around, okay? Nothing happens to me anymore. I have too much stuff in me. I mean, you know.
I've got a brief story about brown recluse spiders, which are kind of common in the South. And I was bitten years ago.
Them in Reno, black widows, wolf, and brown recluse.
Oh, they're horrible. And years ago, I was bitten on my leg. I was renovating an apartment for my son. Excuse me. And then I did not feel it. I did not know it. But the place on my leg got worse and worse, and it looked like the shin of my leg was rotting out. It was so bad. I was in the doctor's office every single day, and then I'll just sum it up with what he gave me. It was miraculous, miraculous. He put me on a round of leprosy medicine. Within 2 days, that spider bite healed up. It was, I'll never forget it, and I still have pictures. It was unbelievable. But spiders can be very dangerous, to sum it up.
Hey, Kathy, in December, okay, let's figure this out. Okay, May of 2004, got bit by a black widow.
Mm.
A year later to the day, in the same room, I got bit by a second black widow.
Oh.
On December 23rd of 2005, I got bit by a wolf spider, but I killed it after it bit me, and I saw what it was. So I went and got hydrogen peroxide, gauze pads, and wrappings. And every 4 hours until 2 days after Christmas, because the clinics and everything were closed, I went to my doctor 4 or 5 days later, and I have a scar that looks like a bullet. But my leg never turned black. Nothing got cut away. But the three spiders are what took me out, because in May of 06, it was like doomsday. I had sores from my ankles to my neck. And then on July 13th of 06, they told me at the cancer clinic, congratulations, what do you mean? first confirmed case of Morgellons. That disease doesn't exist. Oh, really? Well, you got it. And you're not going to be here by Christmas because there's no cure. Oh, that was a nice way to... They didn't ask me for money that day, though, I must admit. I mean, you know, forget the bugs, man. They all carry disease because when it's in the air, it goes up first, okay? And it coagulates, mixes, interacts with all the other types of pollution. Now, you've got three bioweapons. One was modified from lime to ancient orange before Morgellons, but after the original Lyme. And then there's COVID, and then there's the flu shot, and it's nuts, okay? There's been the flu forever and ever, and most people never died from it. So what do we tell we have a flu shot that's killing people? It's too much, but it's all in the air. It goes up, it goes up, it goes up, it mixes, gets together, and then it comes back down. So it's in the trees. It's on the grass. It's in the water. And it's in the food because everybody that we eat eats all those things, like the grass and the water. Okay, so what do? You have to have a very strong but educated immune system to continue to stay well. And knowledge is something you acquire every chance you get because you're never going to have enough. The harder they're trying to kill more people here. So, no more doom and gloom. We make the best of it and get on with it and try to enjoy what is. Any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody have a question? One last chance.
I do on the shampoo. Kathy, on your shampoo, I've gone through quite a bit of it, but it doesn't suds.
It does not. That's okay, though. That is a misnomer. People feel like that if the shampoo, pardon me, I think I'm losing my voice here. People think that the shampoo is doing its work because it's real foamy. The main ingredient that causes that in over-the-counter products is sodium lauryl sulfate. It's not necessary. Our Oasis shampoo does not contain sodium lauryl sulfate. It's still going to do the superior cleansing job, pardon me, on your hair as it should. So, you can lather up twice. If you lather twice, it's probably going to be a little bit more foamy. But that's the reason it's not a lot of foaminess, and it's because of that chemical sodium lauryl sulfate. It's really not needed. So our Oasis shampoo is designed just for us. We get our product from a very wonderful company out of Canada, and they manufacture that just to my own specifications on that product. It's wonderful, and it is great for hair and scalp, definitely. So,
all right, I'm jumping in, Kath, because you see, you've been giving me the toxic disease starter kit forever because I love it. And I'm almost out of shampoo, not quite, but I'll let you know, though. But, you see, I always like to put it on my hair, work it deep as I can with my fingers, and then leave it.
Right.
15, 20 minutes, and let it do its job.
Right.
Because you can feel it tingling on your scalp if you'll leave it for a while and not touch it. I go and work on the computer for 20 minutes, and then I go to the kitchen sink, which has a bigger sink, to rinse it out.
Okay.
But I was never concerned about the foam because I always got the tingling, and I thought the tingling was better than the foam.
True. And that toxic disease kit is wonderful. We offer that in
by giving a 32-ounce bottle of Clean Green, the Oasis 16-ounce bottle of our Oasis shampoo, and then four different essential oils. That is a wonderful kit.
And the soap. Let's not forget the soap.
Yes, the sulfur soap, definitely. All that is a fabulous kit for creating a healthier skin, healthier hair. It's wonderful.
It's the best way to introduce yourself to all those wonderful products, because if you tried to buy them individually, you'd pay about $40 more.
Correct. That is correct.
You know what my friend Richie says? It's twice as nice when it's less the price.
Exactly.
Well, that's
so
good to know.
Any other questions, Lori? Anybody?
No, that's good to know. I'm leaving it on a long time. Mel, thank you.
Hey. I have a pretty damn good head of hair for an old man, let me tell you. And I've been using that shampoo for a good 8-10 years now. There's nothing else in the cabinet except that.
That's
all right,
wonderful.
Anybody else? One last chance on the questions. All right, Kathy, would you like to say something in closing, and we'll let you go and get some rest?
I appreciate that. Always, the questions posed, the comments made are always educational, wonderful. I know we all learn something each time people offer, I beg your pardon, when people offer how they use this and what they do, it's wonderful. So I enjoy these conversations greatly. And always, if you all have questions along the way, pardon me, they always call us or shoot an email. We're here to answer quickly as of anything that you have any questions about or any concerns or any physical condition. These products are great and wonderful for in a non-toxic way. I stress that a lot. These products are so non-toxic but so beneficial to what may be bothering you. So I appreciate all comments, and we do learn something each and every time. And I do want to comment about that buffalo net. I will do some research on that and see what I can learn about that.
Good. Yeah.
And I'm glad you came to Georgia. That's a that's a wonderful state right here in the South. So it's a that's
I'm not
great.
Liking it very much. There's so much mold. There's so much mold and mosquitoes. There's no mosquitoes in where I lived in California, and there's just so many bugs here. So the mold.
Yeah, I've had a lot of comments from people in the South. Is kind of known for that because it's kind of can be humid and sunny, but. That's the reason Southerners look so young. It's all the humidity. Keeps their skin looking young.
All right, everybody. I think on the count of three, we're all going to say thank you, Kathy, because we all mean it. And certainly she's been an attribute to the toxic community, disease community for many, many years. One, two, three. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
Hope you feel better.
Thank you all. All your questions and comments are always great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy. I won't bug you until late next week.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. You
all right,
have
anybody
a good day.
Anybody who needs to talk to me, stay on the call, because once I'm done today, I'm going to platinate, watch hockey, big hockey on ABC all afternoon into the evening. I'm going to go ahead and start a chicken parm dinner, which will take most of the day to make if it's right. But if you want to talk, you stay here now, and the rest of you have a God bless and have a good day. Oh, let's remember, next Saturday, no call, last Saturday of the month, March 2nd, Robert Scott Bell and Peter. Tomorrow, don't forget prayer, fellowship, and who knows, we could get lucky and maybe, just maybe, those singing sisters will drop it. Bye-bye, everybody, except
okay.
those who want to talk
bye-bye.
More. Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you
bye-bye.
All.